It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for college basketball this afternoon. In the heart of America Athletic Conference, the Ravens play host to the Grandview Vikings. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Got Izzy up here with me to my left. Tom Counts with you, and ladies game coming up at 2 o'clock. The guys game coming up after this one. Nice crowd on hand. And so we're looking forward to them enjoying what should be an interesting contest. But we've got to be honest. We've got to be candid, Izzy, because Grandview's really, really good. I mean, they come into the ball game today. But let's just tell you about the starters. As Grandview comes into the game under first season head coach Jasmine Storm. They are 11-3 on the season. They are 7-1 in the conference. They're going to be starting Lauren Conrad. She's a 5'9" junior guard from Waterloo. Ellie Ringsdorf, a 5'6" junior from Red Oak. Madeline Danner is from Boone. She's a 5'7" senior. Isabel Gascheldi, a 5'9" senior from Wonder Lake, Illinois, and from Fonda, Iowa, a 5'10" sophomore, Ella Larson. So, Conry, Rangsdorf, Danner, Gascheldi, and Larson. From the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom in his 21st season, Benedictine, comes into the game at 6-8, 3-5 at a conference starting. The same five we've grown accustomed to this season with Allie Kramer, the 5'7 junior out of Nemaha Central. Josie Weiser out of Jefferson County North, the 5'11 junior from Verona, Missouri. 5'10 senior Twyla Carasquillo. Jennifer Jacobs, a 6'1 sophomore from Capon, Mount Carmel. And from Jeff West High School, Kalia Raines, a 5'8" senior. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up. The tip of the way is going to be controlled down by Grandview. And is Grandview's traveling uniform just about identical to Benedictine's traveling uniform? Black with red lettering and trim with a little white outline here and there. Benedictine in the home white with red and black. Grandview, the ball works around to the right side. Accelerating to the baseline. The shot is going to go up a little bit off balance. Offensive rebound is going to be followed up and missed. And the rebound down to Josie Weiser. We'll bring it up court. And Benedictine is back on offense. And now the up-court pass is going to be slapped free. Knocked out of bounds. Benedictine going from left to right. You want to do one of these?
Yes,
which one do you like?
Either
home
one.
Team?
Either one.
You'll know that one better. Want something to write with?
Yes.
Hold on. I'll find something here. What do we have going on here? Still a scoreless game. We're a minute in. Lady Ravens taking a shot that does not go in. And back up with it. We'll go to the other side and laying it up off the window from the left side. It is up and it's good. And the first bucket for Ella Larson. It is 2-0. Grandview. Benedictine back with it. Here's Jennifer Jacobs. Goes over to the left side. Josie puts on a bit of a head fake. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back over to the right side in the hands of Kramer. Kramer looks underneath, gets it down there to Jacobs. Back out on top. Josie, the long three. Got it. Josie Weiser from outside. And Benedictine with its first lead today. 3-2, Lady Ravens in front. We are just a minute and a half into the ball game. Back around to the left side. Grandview on top with it. Benedictine in a player defense that right now looks a lot like a 2-3 just because of the offensive alignment. Here's a shot from the top. It's a good three by Isabel Gascheldi. So it is now 5-3. Grandview back in top of the Lady Ravens. BC works around to the left side, backing into the lane. Kramer kicks it over. This jump shot is going to be way off the mark for Benedictine. And Twyla back the other way with the ball. Grandview. Here's another three. Launch. In, out, won't quite go. Kramer with a rebound, and Benedictine's going to take it the other way. BC looking to bounce back a little bit. Tough outing in the last game. Beautiful pass. Give an assist underneath to Aaliyah Raines in the bucket to Jennifer Jacobs. It's a 5-5 game. BC looking to bounce back, hosting Grandview. Here's their driving shot. It's going to be up and good. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Vikings leading Benedictine now 7-5. Both teams shooting pretty well here in the early going. Out on top, that's a long three for Weiser. Off just a little bit to the right side, and rebound cleared down by Ellie Rangsdorf. Rangsdorf brings it up, outlets it over to the left side to Connery. Back over to the right side. Here's a three. Launched and hit by Grandview. And right now, Grandview shooting from the outside. That's another bucket for Ella Larson. It is now 10-5, Grandview. Benedictine a little short-handed today as they're missing Kyra Misuraca. She had a hand injured in the last game. She's out today. Here's a three-pointer on its way and good for the Lady Ravens and Allie Kramer. 10-8. A three on the other end is good. And these two teams are just punching it out. It's 13-8 as we're going to get a timeout. What an offensive surge to start the game here today. 6:19 to play in the opening quarter. Grandview 13, Lady Ravens 8.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Good to have you along with us here on CARE Radio this afternoon. KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Benedict is going to make a couple of personnel adjustments coming into the game. Going to be both Kennedy Nicholson and Riley Wade. BC is going to turn it over, a little double dribble. And it will come back to Grandview. 6 minutes playing the opening quarter, 13-8. I mean, we are talking crazy kind of a numbers here. We're well over a 100-point pace. 12-foot jump shot up, no good. Wade's going to rebound it down, and Nicholson bringing it up the floor here for Benedictson. Kennedy kicks it off on top, around to the left side. Josie will feed over to the left block, back it in. The turnaround shot is up for Jacobs, too soft. Would not go in. The rebound is going to be taken down by Grandview. They'll go into the forecourt, kick it over to the left side. Back it in over outside the block is going to be Larson. Kicks it out and knocked away, but lost out of bounds by Kennedy Nicholson. A couple of more substitutions entering the game. These coming in for Grandview as we are going to see. We've got Caitlin Myers. Is that who I saw coming in? And I think we also see maybe Kelly. We'll pick them up here as they come into play. 5.5 to go, first quarter. On the left side with it, that's going to be Anna Gosling. Here's a 16-footer, wide to the left side, and a rebound. Fought for, Reigns has it taken away from her. Now reaches in, ties it up again. We're getting the jump ball called. Leah Reigns not going to take no for an answer on trying to secure that basketball. Reached in a second time and came up with the tie-up. Crowd grows quiet. They get everybody reset, and Benedict is going to come up the floor with it. It is a 13-8 Viking lead. 5:10 to play, first quarter. Top side with it, Reigns slides over to the right side, looks into the middle, skip pass in the lane. Jacobs backs in, a couple of defenders around her, and they're going to reach in and tie her up. Back into the game for Grandview are going to come Ellie Ringsdorf, and in for the first time is going to be Rachel Lehrer, a 5'7 sophomore from Britt, Iowa. And again, you hear these names in their hometowns, and you'll find that Grandview recruits really, really well from around home, almost all the players from Iowa. Lady Vikings into the forecourt, leading it here by 5, 4:44 to go in the first. 3-point shot, left side, in and out, nope. Rebounding it down, Benedictson. Reigns coming down with it, gets it over to Nicholson. Kennedy taking it down the right side. Stops there, brings it back behind her to Josie. Weiser, back door, inside, out on top, all alone. Kennedy's three is perfect. Kennedy Nicholson. And it's 13-11. The Viking lead trimmed to 2 with 4:15 to play in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Women's college basketball this afternoon on CARE Radio. Dish over to the right side. Grandview will move the ball over to the wing. Drive across to the top of the key. It's going to be ripped away. It's loose on the floor. Diving for it. Nicholson still rolling it around. And Grandview is going to be able to pick it back up. Driving in against three defenders. No room there. Back over to the right side. Shot clock's at 2. Shot clock's at 1. Do they get it off of the buzzer? They do, and it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Jacobs and Benedictson coming the other way. Lady Raymond's with the basketball, trying to get by a pair. Backing into the lane, twisting, turning. The shot comes out on top, and it is on its way. And good, Jacobs ties the game at 13. 3.5 to play, opening quarter. Grandview back up floor with it. Going to go right side. Now they're going to maybe slow this thing down a little bit. Is that what I see happening? As the jump shot is up and good. Now 15-13. Grandview by a pair. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Reigns will go left side for BC. Splits two defenders, and as she goes in, the ball's going to be stripped out of her hands and lost out of bounds. It will come back in two. Benedictine, Karis Quillo, and Kramer back into the game for BC, and also joining them on the floor will be the 5'11 junior, Maddie Garrison. She's out of Blue Valley Southwest High School. Can you refresh this and see if that will work a little bit? Ravens going to bring the ball in down to the baseline, lob it out on top. Kennedy drives to the left side, goes across to the free throw line, cuts down to the baseline, cuts into the middle and lays it in. 2:50 to go. Back over to the left side with the ball. Comes off on top. Ravens, again, tie the game now at 15. Here's a shot right side, up no good. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens down with it. It's going to be Kramer. She'll cut over to the right side. The feed down low, batted away, but Kramer's able to recover it. Brings it back on top. That's another long, long three. It just off to the right side. Hustling for the rebound, but Garrison cannot haul it in. 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is a 15-15 ball game here in Atchison, Kansas. Players continue to rotate in and out for both of these teams as Ella Larson is back in for Coach Storr and Grandview. Grandview with it on the right side. They'll drive to the left-hand dribble down the left side of the lane, twisting, turning, can't get the shot away. They'll dish it over to the right, uncontested three, airborne too strong. Rebound is on the floor. Riley Wade is going to pick it up. Gets it away to Garrison, who hands it over to Kramer. Kramer into the forecourt, stops at the top, kicks it over to the right side to Garrison. She's standing over in front of the Grandview bench, tries to get the pass in the middle, in a lot of traffic, looking for Twyla. And we're going to have a Grandview foul. Can you believe this? All right, here we are. Over 8 minutes into the game. How many fouls today?
Zero.
None. That was the first foul today, and it's going to be on Ellie Ringstorff. You know what that tells you, right? That means they're going to let him play out there a little bit this afternoon. BC with it on the right side, comes out on top, Nicholson. You got both Nicholson and Kramer at the 1-2 spots for Benedictine right now. Here's Nicholson for three, hits the back of the rim with a very long rebound, cleared away by Grandview. Hauling it in is going to be Larson, outlets it all the way up the floor. To the left side, it's going to be Ringstorff, puts it back out on top. Gashelda, her shot is up, off the rim, high bouncing over the backboard, and the Ravens are going to clear it away. Up the floor is Nicholson. Benedictine is 3-on-1. Right side, Twyla. Give her 2 and +1. Twyla off the assist by Kennedy Nicholson. And Benedictine is taking a lead. This is the first lead of the day for the Lady Ravens. Nicholson will come out. Also coming out for BC, Riley Wade. Into the game for Grandview. We're going to get Colby Burt. Colby committed for the first time, a 5'10 sophomore. The free throw, and it's up and good. So conventional three for Benedictine, and the Lady Ravens go up 18-15. We got a minute 15 to play first quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Grandview from 15. Off the window and good. I'm not sure that Ella Larson had that in mind, but it'll work and gives her 7th point of the game. It is an 18-17 lead. We've got a minute to go in the opening quarter. Over to the left side, Ravens with it. Now they'll feed it underneath, looking for Twyla. She'll put it on the floor one time. Hook shot, blacked out of bounds, Raven ball. Shot clock is going to be set at 14 as Benedictine puts it in play at the offensive baseline with 52 seconds of play in the opening quarter. And inbounding it for the Lady Ravens is the pride of the Thunder, Nemaha Central, Hallie Kramer. And her inbound pass is going to be a little bit short, but saved by Jennifer Jacobs. JJ kicks it back out on top, and Reigns will swing it around to the left side. 40 seconds to go. Shot clock at 20 now. Driving in, Reigns kicks it over. Jacobs from about 8 or 9 puts it in. 20-17. Half a minute to go. First quarter. Now I'm going to tell you that Coach Folsom, thrilled with being in front, okay? Thrilled that his team is leading by 3. But even at that, he can't be thrilled with the number of points on the board. That's way more, I think, than he wants. And here's a 3 from the outside, tying the game. Lauren Connery will knock it down from outside, and we are even now at 20. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a shot at the buzzer that is not going to count. We've got a timeout. Got a foul. Benedictson is going to bring Josie back in. That foul is going to be the first by Maddie Danner for Grandview. It'll be their third team foul. And the Ravens are going to have 3 seconds to get a shot away. It'll come out on top to Josie. She will not get it. Josie had broken down to the baseline. There was a breakdown of communication. Benedictine with a poor inbound effort, and they're going to turn it back over. So Grandview's got 3 seconds to get a shot off. They'll bring it in near midcourt, take it across the timeline. Half-court shot at the buzzer. Off the rim! And we're 1 quarter done. We'll be back. Opening quarter is in the book here in Atchison. The score, Benedictine, Grandview, even at 20.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Welcome back again to the Nolan. Here's how it's kind of shaken out for these two teams. You've got 20 apiece for the Benedictine Lady Ravens and for Grandview. For Grandview, it has been, how about this, Ella Larson. Okay, Ella's a 5'10" sophomore out of Fonda, Iowa. She plays the five for them. Benedictine is very thin at the five spot with a couple of players out due to injury today. Ella has 10 points in the first quarter, half of her team scoring. The rest of the points belong to Wingsdorf with 4, Conry and Gischella each with 3. So far in the ballgame, Grandview shooting 42% on 8 of 19, but Benedictine, talk about red-hot shooting, 62%. 8 of 13 shooting the ball, including 3 of 6 from outside and 1 of 1 at the free throw line. Benedictine led in scoring by Jacobs with 6, 5 for Nicholson. Harris, Quillo, Weiser, Kramer, each with 3. Here we go to the second quarter. Lady Ravens bring it in, and we're underway. BC with a basketball over to the left side. It's going to be Kramer comes out on top. Aaliyah Raines with it way out top side. Goes right. Josie sidesteps her defender, cuts loose, and drains a 3. Ravens back in front, 23-20. It is their second time leading by 3. 9:20 to play in the half. Little running shot. Rims out no good. Rebounding down is going to be Kramer. Benedictine on the run. Lady Ravens will drive it all the way down the left side. Kramer will circle back out on top. Left side it goes to Raines. Plays off the screen. Brings it toward the top. Again, over to the left side to Kramer. Twyla sets the screen high. Kramer goes low. Back to Twyla. Kramer top side. Free throw line. Jacobs on the floor. One. Swings it back left. Inside the arc. The baseline 2 is good. Knocking it down as Twyla Carasquillo, and she's at 5 points now. 25-20. Lady Ravens' largest lead of the afternoon. Driving shot on the other end, a blocked shot, and a foul called on Benedictine's Aaliyah Raines. 8:53 to go. Is that the first BC foul today?
That is the first one.
Coming to the free throw line for Grandview is their leading scorer, Ella Larson, and her free throw is up and good. 11 points now for Larson. She comes into the game averaging 18 a game. She is a 51% from the floor shooter. She's an 85% free throw shooter, hits both of these, and cuts the Benedictine lead to 3, 25-22. 8:45 to go, first half. BC topside, Twyla. They'll swing it to the right. Jacobs goes crossing over underneath. Layup too soft, and the rebound cleared down by Grandview. They'll race the other way, cut into the lane, dish it off on top. Passing up the 3, they drive to the middle. The defense surrounds them, brings it back. 18-footer off the rim. Twice, no good. Rebounding it down is Kramer and trying to steal it away. Grandview commits a foul. Now that Kramer clears the ball away nicely, and Grandview trying to take it away. A foul is going to be whistled on Lauren Connery. It's going to be her first foul today. And BC will be putting in play deep in the backcourt. Into the lineup for the Ravens and doing the inbound work. Again, it's going to be Riley Wade. Riley's out of Olathe, Kansas. 5'9" junior. Wade will have it over on the top. Kennedy Nicholson is back in. Here's the three from Josie. Wide right. Rebound on the floor. It's out of bounds. The officials looking at each other, and they're going to say it's Benedictine basketball. It went out of bounds so fast. I'm not sure they really saw who had touched it last. So 8:06 to go in the half, and the Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in with the shot clock reset to 20. It comes into Riley, who's just stiff, stumbles, and falls to the floor. The ball shoots away. The easy layup on the other end, and that was a gimme. And for some reason, Josie comes down the floor late, crashes over the top, had no business doing that, picks up a foul, and is going to give Grandview the chance for a three-point. 7:59 to play in the first half. So Josie will have her first foul of the game. This free throw is up and in, and that turns into a three-point play for Caitlin Myers. And it's tied again at 25. 7:50 left, first half. Weiser goes underneath. The shot, Riley Wade, high off the backboard and good. 27-25 at Benedictine. We're still a long way from halftime. This continues to be a very high-scoring game, and both of these teams shooting the ball reasonably well at 59% for Benedictine and 41% for Grandview. Pass right side, a collision, offensive foul. They're going to call a block. But they're just going to say it's
no
out of bounds.
Foul, just out.
Bodies fly to the floor for both teams. No foul call. Coming back in again, it will be Grandview. Now 11 on the shot clock. So kick it over to the right side. A little bit of a head fake. Lauren Connery cuts to the baseline. Dishes it back behind her. Shot clock at 5. Into the lane. Falling away. The shot is up. A good +1. And here, you know what the terrible mistake was right there by Jennifer Jacobs, right? Instead of just standing, she started backing away a little bit. You are in that lane and you are planted. You got to stand in. And Jacobs just backed off. She capitulated. You like that? Anytime we can use multisyllabic words in a sports broadcast, it's a good thing. Free throw. It's up in the end. 28-27. Grandview is back in front. And we've got 7:11 to go in the half. So the Ravens, having led by 5 a short time ago, find themselves back down 1. They'll get it to Kennedy. Topside, Riley, Wade will direct the traffic as Maddie Garrettson comes back in. Here's Reigns with it to Jacobs. She'll feed in the lane and have her pass batted away. Back up with the basketball down the right side. Three-point shot, Grandview, no. Offensive rebound underneath, and they're going to bring it back out on top. 28-27, Grandview at 6:40 to go in the opening half. Vikings on the road here this afternoon at Benedictine. A spinning drive, the kick out on top. A little head fake, doesn't check a defender. Shot clock's at 8. Cross court is going to go. The three-pointer on its way. Way short. Rebound. Reigns had it. Lost it. It'll be saved, though, by Kennedy Nicholson, and Benedictine is back on offense. Lady Ravens down by 1 with 6:20 to go in the half. That was a travel. Nothing called. Wade gets it back. Jacobs. Again, she looked confused. She stopped and stuttered and had the ball stripped out of her hands. Now a 3 from the left side is an air ball short from Riley Wade. And Grandview comes down with a basketball. 6 to go in the half. They drive into the lane, the 13-foot floater, easy. First bucket of the game for Anna Gosling. And it is now 30-27 Grandview. 5:50 to play in the half. Benedictine, series of little errors in about the last 3, 4, 5 trips down has cost him a 5-point lead and has him now trailing it by 3. Wade with the basketball right side, looks to the middle, comes back over on the wing, long cross-court pass. Looking to drive in, and there's another silly mistake that college basketball players should not make. You've got to remember, you dribble the ball, and then you begin to run. It's not begin to run, and then decide to dribble the ball. 5:30 to go in the half. Grandview's putting it in play. Ravens are going to change up the defense a little bit. They're going to press all the way up the floor on the inbound and all the way up into the forecourt. The ball is being brought up by Grandview's Madeline Danner. Kennedy Nicholson is with her. Into the game for the first time on the right side. The drive in, the kick back on top. Gashelda puts a shot for three up. No good. Weiser clears for the rebound. Back up with it will come BC. Wade has it knocked away from behind, being unaware of where the defender was lurking behind her, and the layup on the other end is no good. Taken back down by Kramer. Another error by the Lady Ravens. Here comes Kramer, coast to coast. Drives left, stops on the left side, dumps it over to Weiser. She'll cut loose with a three that is well short, and a rebound off the floor, pulled down by Grandview. Conry comes down with the basketball, outlets it to Ringsdorf. Ellie will drive down the left side, stops inside the block, right-hand layup up and short, rebound out of bounds, Raven ball. The scoring, if you notice, it stopped. Neither team is putting anything on the board now.
It's either all or nothing.
It's kind of pretty much it. Grandview, 20 opening quarter points, and they've got, what, 2-4-7 so far here in the second quarter, and we're just about 4 minutes left. Here's Weiser, who drives in and charges. Another mistake by Benedictson, and the drive into the middle. Josie, I guess, thought she could just go through Gashelle, who was not going to leave her feet, and an offensive foul on Weiser. 4:20 to go, first half. Grandview with a basketball and a three-point lead, a 30-27. Kip Bass is going to come over to the right side, back up on top again. It's going to go to Gashelle. She'll be all alone underneath. Somebody missed her. She was undefended for the layup. 5 points for Isabel Gashelle. 32-27. So Benedictson leading by five a moment ago, trails by five. The ball is going to be knocked away from Nicholson. It's on the floor. Grandview will steal it away. 2-on-1 break. The pull-up jump shot is going to be short. Offensive rebound into the lane. Hook shot. Yes, Gashelle, two more. Benedictson needs a timeout desperately. Here it comes. We're going to take a timeout with Coach Folsom as the Lady Ravens unraveling a little bit with 3:46 to go in the opening half. Vikings 34, Benedictson 27.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Opening half. Benedictson taking a timeout. And who's BC going to come back out on the court with? Going to make a little switcheroo or two here. Here comes Rains around to the right side. Gets it back behind her to JJ. And her feet across is going to be batted down like a volleyball and taken away by Grandview, who outlets it down the court. In the lane, kick back left, out on top. Passing up the open three. That's surprising. I thought Grandview would launch that shot. And they will this time. Nobody defending. And I don't know who was supposed to be there, but whoever it was not. Easy three. Gosling has five. Lady Ravens suddenly down by 10. 37-27. 3 minutes to go in the half. Benedictson can't get to the locker room quickly enough. They got to figure out what's happened here. The pass into the middle, and we've got a Raven foul off the basketball.
Every single time that Grandview has gotten the ball, well, most of the time, is off of these turnovers. And it's over simple things like passes.
Yeah, a lot of turnovers so far. I don't know what the official book is going to give us for turnovers so far, but Benedictson, what, 11 turnovers in the game so far? Grandview, how many turnovers?
Zero.
Not any yet. Grandview will go right side to the baseline. Back on top. Little head fake. That'll pass to the free throw line. They'll push off inside. A shoulder drop. No foul. Call the follow shot. Won't go in. That was incredible. Zella Larson dropped his shoulder. Blew into the middle. No whistle. Benedictson up court with it. Here comes Kramer. Shoots, misses. Rebound, Grandview. They're coming up the floor and taking it down the right side. Hey, Kramer, you can see she's a little steamed out there right now.
I mean, they're not fouls. The refs aren't calling them.
Running shot with the left hand is up and good. Grandview continues to expand its lead. Gosling has 7 in the second quarter. It's now 39-27. Inside 2 minutes to go in the half at Benedictine again. Got to get to the locker room. Here's a feed underneath. The shot by J.J. wildly over the rim. Here comes Grandview back down the right side. They're thinking about three. They'll take the three again. No defense, and a wide open three is drained again. The Ravens not only not scoring, they have quit defending. 10 for Gosling in the quarter. It is now 42-27. Benedictine down 15. We're at a minute and a half to go in the half. Jacobs goes left side. Kicks it away out of the edge to Weiser. Back out on top, Kramer. She'll cut to the right side. Work her way back on top. Look into the middle of shot clocks at 5. Josie's going to have to do something. Drives over to the left. 3 defenders around her. She throws one in the air. The only thing she could do at that point, shot clock was down to 2, and she's going to draw the foul. And it will be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Here is the current stand of things. Grandview has outscored Benedictine 17-0 over the last 6:07. They're on a 17-0 run. Ravens are going to do something to break that. It's been a 22-2 run over the last 7:45. The free throw, no. So how many second quarter points does Benedictine have? Do you have it there?
No. No.
Okay. Taking her time. One more shot here. On its way. Missed them both. Rebound underneath Benedictine. Riley Wade follows up. Misses the layup. And here comes Grandview. They'll have it over to the right side. Lady Vikings were in the last minute of the half. Up top side with it. For Grandview is going to be Conray. Swings it over to the right side, taking it down the left side of the lane. The running shot is up and missing. Rebound tipped around, pulled down, followed up. No good. Rebound, Benedictine. 40 seconds left in the half. Kennedy Nicholson coming up the floor with it for BC. Skip pass over to the left side. Reigns will have it. She looks into the middle and dribbles with the right side. Comes above the free throw line, kicks it right. 3-point shot, Nicholson. Can't get that one to fall. Rebound underneath Riley Wade. Nicholson shot thrown into the stands. The block will come back to Benedictine to the baseline. 19 on the shot clock. Weiser is taken out of the game for Maddie Gerritsen. 19 on the shot clock, 27 seconds left in the half. Here's Riley Wade, over to Reigns, the 3 for Nicholson, way short, rebound off the floor. Grandview, they're going to get the final shot of the half. They're going to go into the locker room, probably up 15 or more. Thompson with the ball. Can you believe in this quarter, Benedictine led by 5?
It's crazy.
Here's a feed to the left side of the lane. No room. Out on top with 4. 3-point shot. Perfect from the top, and it's the half. Intermission coming here in the Nolan Gymnasium, and Benedictine will go to the locker room, and they're going to try to figure out what's gone wrong. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at the break. Grandview 45, Benedictine 27.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget we've got men's college basketball coming up here on Care Radio before too long. But right now, it is the ladies' game at intermission. 45-27, Vikings in front. And again, the craziness, HWBS. Yeah, craziness is that in the second quarter, Benedictine led by five. They were up 25-20. Okay? Let me try this again. Can you do this? That would be really nice help. Let's take a look at the scoring from the first half. First of all, for Grandview, leading the way. 12 points for Ella Larson. 10 apiece for both Anna Gosling and Isabel Gashelda. It was a 7-point half for Ellie Ringsdorf. 3 for both Kaylin Myers and Lauren Connery. For Benedictine, 6 points by both Josie Weiser and Jennifer Jacobs leads the way. It was a 5-point half for Kennedy Nicholson and Twyla Carrasquillo. 3.5 for Allie Kramer and Riley Wade with 2. Brains, Garrettson, neither one getting any points on the board in the first half. And for Benedictine, the scoring runs in this game were just absolutely remarkable. Shooting percentages, BC cooled way down. They end up the half at 42% on 11 of 26, but 17 of 39. 13 more shots. Half again more than Benedictus 26. Grandview 44% from the floor. Grandview is also 7 of 16, 44% from outside the arc, where the Ravens are 4 of 12. Grandview is perfect at the free throw line, 4 of 4. Benedictine is 1 of 3. The Lady Ravens, 11 first-half turnovers. Grandview with none.
That's a
phenomenal.
Changer.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal kind of a number. So that all said, what it boils down to is Benedictine making some errors. They're just going to have to iron them out and figure out what has gone on. Understand, Grandview comes into this one here today a very, very good team, okay? Grandview comes in 11-3 overall. They are 7-1, second place in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So they are really, really good. And Benedictine leads the conference in field goal percentage. Typically, they're shooting 44%. And that's about where they are today. At home, they shoot about 47%. So usually a little bit better at home than on the road. You talk about Grandview. The Vikings coming in today, 5 of their last 6 wins. Their single loss coming on the road to number 5 of the nation, Dort, in a non-conference game. They beat Culver Stockton on the road Wednesday night, 76-59. So their road record this season is really, really good. Tell you what, we're going to take a bit of a break. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We'll have the men's game coming your way here on K Radio beginning about 4 o'clock. It's halftime of the ladies' game. We'll be back right now with your intermission score here in Atchison, Kansas. Grandview, 45. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 27. We're kicking it back to Jones of the Care Sports Studio. He is just eager to share halftime with you.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with you. I do like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College basketball action as the Ravens play host to Grandview. We'll be returning to the women's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got ACCHS versus JCN high school basketball on Tuesday night starting at 6 p.m. with the girls game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday, we've returned to the Nolan as we've got Benedictine College playing host to Evangel. 5:30 is the scheduled tip-off time for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right about 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Marhill Mount Academy versus Valley Falls. Join us at approximately 6 p.m. It is Marhill Auditorium, so it might be a little bit later than that. So join us maybe 6:15 to 6:17 or so, and that will have the girls game first with the boys games to follow around 8 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, we have a couple of finals to report. It was Clark over Evangel with a final score of Clark 66, Evangel 50. Baker topped Mount Mercy 75-68. At the half, it is William Penn over Park 38-33. In the halftime as well, it's Culver Stockton leading Mid-America Nazarene ladies 29-25. Central Methodist is leading Peru State by 24 points, 54-30. In the Missouri Valley Graceland game, it's at the half as well. It's Missouri Valley 40-14. And in this game, we've got Grandview sitting at 45 points to the Lady Ravens 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the boys' games.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at men's games in action right now, with 5 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first, Evangel is leading Clark 29-17. With 12 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first half, it is Baker and Mount Mercy very close together, 14-13, Mount Mercy's favor. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for snow. High of 36, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 22. Highs level off around 45. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. A dusting of snow today. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Well, taking a look at the radar right now, we do not apparently have any snow very close to us. There is a little bit of snow up by Hiawatha right now, but it appears to be a very, very narrow band. Taking a look at the cloud cover, it looks like the cloud cover is susceptible to snowing at any time. And taking a final look at the weather station located up on the Boys and Girls Club of Atchison, Kansas in North Atchison, we are sitting at 32.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. The relative humidity 52%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.99%. I'm sorry, 29.99 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 17 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill currently is 27 degrees Fahrenheit. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just about 2 minutes.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your game.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game. It's the first of our college hoops doubleheader this afternoon on CARE Radio as we go to the third quarter. The visitors have the Des Moines, Iowa, Grandview University leading Benedictine by a massive 45-27 mark. Thanks again to Joseph, our producer-engineer, guy at the half, everything else guy, back at the studio. Joseph, thank you. Izzy with me here upstairs. Tom Kautz, all in the possessions, going to give the ball to Grandview, and we are underway here in the second half. Grandview, the basketball, will drive into the lane, lose the handle of the ball. It's going to be picked up by Twyla. And here comes Benedictine. Josie Weiser brings it up, kicks it out on top to Kennedy. It's Benedictine. It's not going to go with the original five. Here's a three-point shot. It's going to be off the mark by Reigns. Rebounding it down, it is Gashelda, and here comes Grandview. Half a minute into the second half. Gashelda on top. She hit that three at the end of the half, but she hit the three to begin the second half. That is her 13th point, and that pushes the Grandview lead to 21. It is 48-27 with 9:20 to go in the third quarter, and pass in the middle to Jacobs, to Twyla, into the lane, puts up the layup and missed it. Rebound, Grandview. As if the Lady Ravens don't get some points here pretty shortly, this thing is going to get really rough. Here's a three. Yep, of course, left-handed three from way outside for Grandview and for Benedictine. Even coming out of the locker room at halftime, they don't seem to have an answer, giving up 6 points in the first minute 10 of the second half. That was a three for Ella Larson, and she's got 15 points now. It is 51-27. Ravens are down by, 24? Here's a shot up by Benedictine. It misses. Grandview's going to bring it back the other way. Weiser reaches around, tries to knock it away, and slips and falls to the floor. Cannot come up with a steal. Here's an open shot from the top. That one is going to be way off the mark. And it's going to go out of bounds two benedictions. So Twyla's going to be taken out of the game less than 2 minutes into the second half, and it's going to be Riley Wade coming in for her. We find for Benedictine that Allie Kramer is not starting the second half. Coach trying to find a combination out here right now. Here's a three for Josie. Nope, wide left, nearly wedged, but an offensive rebound for Benedictine. Haven't had a lot of those today. Here's Josie. She's just going to launch another one. That one's not going to go. And we're going to get a foul called.
Benedictine is just desperately trying to get any points on the board at this.
Got to do something to get a point, right? And it's going to be Ella Larson collecting the personal foul. It will not be a shooting foul, so Benedictine will be put to the ball in play from the baseline. Here, do you hear a buzz in your headphones, too, or is that just mine?
No, that's me, too.
Okay. Hope Joseph's not hearing it. Joseph, if you are, you'll let us know in a little while. We'll see what we can do. Turning around the shot up. Point-blank layup is going to be missed by Jennifer Jacobs and Benedictine again. Coming up empty with 7:49 to go. Third quarter. In the second quarter, Lady Ravens were outscored, 25-7. They have been outscored 6-0 so far here in the third. Here's a baseline three. Make a 9-0, would you? From deep, deep on the left side, the shot goes up and in. And that's going to be Maddie Danner. It is now 54-27. A 2-1 lead for Grandview. Underneath, the shot is up for Raines. We get a whistle. Crystal's going to walk over, and the foul is going to be on Ellie Ringsdorf. It'll be her second. She is the first Grandview player to have a second foul today. Not sure if this is what's making noise. And if so, what I can do to stop that. First free throw is up, and it's in.
That's her first point of the game.
First point of the afternoon for Benedictine's senior from Jeff West. Aaliyah Raines, she'll get both of the free throws. BC's on the board in the second half. Now trailing it 54-29. Grandview up court with the basketball. Grandview today is going to go to, what are they going to go to? 12-3. They're going to be 8-1 in the conference after this game today. Thinking about the 15-footer, they won't. Gashelt will go three. That one does not go in. Looked like it was going to. Nice rebound underneath. Wade, left side, Josie drives in. And I don't know, she just stopped, but the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Grandview. Yeah, we're going to say Grandview got a hand on that. BC will have it in at the baseline. 24 on the shot clock, 6:47 to go in the third. Comes out on top to Wade. Hands it back over. Nicholson goes in, goes up, off the window. Yeah, Kennedy Nicholson for two. 54-31. For the first time since the opening quarter, Benedictine has scored on back-to-back possessions. 6:20 to go. Third quarter. Driving baseline, leaning, pushing. The shot is up, no good. And we will have a foul called on the rebound. And it's going to be another whistle on Ella Larson. So Ella comes out of the game, and Anna Gosling is in. Jacobs is coming out for Karis Quillo. You've got Raines coming out for Benedictine, and we're going to see for the first time in the second half the reappearance of Allie Kramer. 54-31, Grandview, 6:17 to go. BC, and Allie Kramer is going to walk it up the floor. She'll take it across right at the center. Kick it over to the right side to Twyla. Grandview stayed with their player defense throughout. Between the circles is going to be Riley Wade. Back out Nicholson. She'll slide her way around to the right side. Dish it into the corner where Josie's waiting for it. Josie gets kind of doubled up down in the corner. Out on top, Twyla for three. Very short. She'll get her own rebound above the three-point circle. Kick it back over to the left. Out on top, Nicholson. That's a good look at the rim, and it's an air ball about 2 feet wide to the right side. And the Ravens are going to save it in at the baseline. Now it's loose on the floor. taken away by Grandview and the Ravens foul. Gashel comes up with a loose basketball. Benedictine in a frustrated effort to steal it back. Commits a foul. And you got Riley Wade coming up the court shaking her right hand like she got that thing pinned underneath someone. 5:37 to go in the third quarter, 54-31. Grandview with the lead, with the basketball, and up court with it, they're going to come. Little skip pass goes between the circles. Griselda out on top, drives in, kicks it back. Accelerating toward the baseline, it comes back to Griselda. She'll go in, have it stretched out of her hand by Kramer, saved. The pass into the lane is on the floor. Griselda takes it back. Shot clock at 6. Isabel gets 2. Griselda takes it 56-31. That's her 15th point of the game. BC out on top. Josie trying to get a 3 away, but quickly, Henry gets in front of her. Back over goes to Kramer. She gets trapped in the corner, kind of blocked in by Twyla a little bit down to the baseline, and then has to bring it back up on top. Goes to Josie. 5 on the shot clock. Stepping in, Riley from 15. Riley Wade gets a pair.
We forgot about her hurt wrist.
56-33. At 4.5 to go, third quarter. Grandview with the basketball again over to the left side. BC's going to stay with the player defense. They like that. That's what they typically run. The ball in the lane. A couple of steps later, the layup is going to be good. Ringsdorf. And again, is you think that's not a travel when you take that much?
Hey, that was in a Euro step.
I don't know what that was, but it's 2 points for Grandview. 58-33, Viking. Inside 4 minutes to go in the third now. Top side, driving in, Kramer, falling away, it's up and good, Allie Kramer. 58-35. Back down the right side, and Josie got beat. She said, I cannot bring myself to let you just go in and have a layup. So she grabs her by the arm and pulls her back. And we'll commit the foul.
That's her third.
Is that 3?
Yep.
Okay. So Josie's going to check out. Riley Wade is going to come off the floor. And here comes Grandview putting it into their baseline. Grandview, 3 team fouls in the quarter. Benedictine committing a pair. Grandview goes left side, all the way to the edge. 3, got it. Another 3-point shot for Grandview. So the 3-point shot is up and good. Hannah Gosling has 13 points, and it's 61-35. BC will feed underneath to JJ. She spins, pivots, drives into the lane, changes direction, falls away, missed the shot. Rebound Griselda. Here comes Grandview. Outlet down the left side. Connery all the way down the left. Gets it over to Gosling. Back out on top. The 3 for Lehrer. In and out. No rebound underneath. The follow shot. No rebound underneath Jacobs. Benedictine back up the court. The lob way high. Going to be taken by Kramer. And then Isabel Griselda will pick up a foul. So for Isabel, it's going to be foul number 2. Where are we at here? 61-35. Grandview with the lead. Benedictine has the basketball. Up top side with it. Taking her time. Alec Kramer works to the edge. Dishes it deep on the right edge to Maddie Gerritsen. The shot from underneath hits the side of the backboard by Twyla. Gets her own rebound. Follows it up and pushes it in. So Twyla will pick up the bucket. It is 61-37. BC back on defense. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Benedictine's got one more home game in his three-game stand coming up next Wednesday with Evangel. Before a week from today, we go to Olathe at Mid-America. Here's a pass underneath, and Jacobs for two as the defender, Colby Burton, had fallen to the floor. Burton has not been in the game until just the last couple of moments. Here's a shot outside, up, no good. Rebound, Jacobs. Jennifer is going to run it up the court. Drives it right side herself, and we're going to get a foul called. Jennifer is getting kind of bumped and defended pretty hard coming up the floor by Rachel Lear. 1, 2, 3 substitutions. Danner is back in, Ringsdorf is back in, and Larson is back in. So three of the starters coming back in for Grandview. Coach Storr is probably not happy that their lead is cutting out only 22 with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter.
That's horrible.
Here's a free throw. Short. 1 more free throw coming up here for Jennifer Jacobs. And it's going to be short. Rebound, Grandview. 61-39, Lady Vikings. Down the floor with it. Again, they are good. They've been good, and they have shown it here this afternoon. Here's a dish over to the left side, and back up on top. At the free throw line, hook pass into the lane. It's going to be knocked free by Kennedy Nicholson. Picked up by Aaliyah Raines over to the left side. And the pass in the middle, rejected. Michaela Bauman in the game. Header pass just slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Here comes Benedictine back in front of their bench. Shot clock at 25. 1 minute to go, third quarter. BC has it right side, out on top, it'll come. Looking into the middle is going to be Garrison. Left side, Nicholson, shot clock at 11. Back to the right is Bauman. Out on top, JJ. Jacobs to Bauman, shot clock's at 4. Bauman, a desperation 15-footer, way off the mark. Rebounding it down, Grandview. Ringsdorf comes up with a ball, and then it's going to just miscommunicate and lose it out of bounds. So a break for Benedictman, and Riley Wade will come back in. So Riley Wade will re-enter the game for Coach Folsom. They're looking in, skip pass right side. Beautiful inbound play and a bucket up and good. Riley Wade. Half a minute to play in the third quarter. Play clock and rather the shot clock and the game clock are about 2 seconds apart. Grandview with a basketball and is leading now by 20. Here's a long two. Got it. 2-point shot from the left side. Up and in. BC down the court, right side, skip pass into the corner, and we get a foul call. Grandview really upset about that call. Three seconds left in the third quarter. 63-41 Vikings as Kennedy steps up. Kennedy Nicholson taking her time. Free throw is good. Kennedy is a 66.7% free throw shooter. She was 8 of 12 coming into the ballgame this afternoon. Second free throw. Gets them both. Nicholson makes it 63-43. And that shot at the buzzer, too late. It is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up, and then the guys after that. Your score here in Atchison, Kansas. Grandview 63, Benedictine 43.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Thank you.
Well, the race is on for Grandview to see who's going to be the team's high scorer this afternoon, as after three quarters, both Isabel Gashelda and Ella Larson have 15 points and hot on their heels, Anna Gosling with 13. It's been a 9-point game so far for Ellie Ringsdorf, 5 for Keenan Myers, and 3 apiece for Lauren Connery and Madeline Danner. For Benedictin, 9 points leads the way for the Lady Ravens from Kennedy Nicholson. 8 for Jennifer Jacobs. It's 7 points so far for Twyla. Half a dozen apiece, Josie and Riley. Allie Kramer with 5. And Reigns, Leah Reigns with 2 on a couple of free throws there just a bit ago. BC with a basketball. Reigns will take it down the left side. Get double teamed on the corner of the lane. Going in his way. Back over to Reigns. Beautiful inside move. It's up and in. Her first field goal of the day. Leah Reigns gets Benedictin back to within 18. It is 63-45. And we're a half a minute into the fourth now. Grandview with a basketball. And we're going to get a foul called underneath on Reigns. So Reigns will be called for that personal foul. And back up with it will come Grandview. They'll slide down the right side. Start into the lane. Stop at a free throw line. Skip pass over to the right. Mishandled for a moment. Brought back on top, back and in, lean it back, lane it up, and in Connery with 5. It is 65-45 Grandview. We're a minute now gone in the quarter. Benedictine in range, topside, Jacobs. Jennifer today, 4 of 10 shooting on with 8 points. The shot from underneath for Nicholson, no. And the rebound is going to be out of bounds. It will go back to Grandview. Benedictin shooting the ball today. 18 of 44, 41%. Only 4 of 17 from outside and only 5 of 8 at the free throw line. BC has turned it over 12 times now. Grandview has 3 third quarter turnovers. Here's Grandview with the ball. Out on top, Gashelda launching 3. No rebound. Offensive rebound between 2 Raven defenders. And as Gashelda goes in with a follow shot, she gets fouled. And we'll come to the free throw line. Gashelda, 6 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 7 from outside. She has not had a free throw opportunity yet this afternoon. Grandview as a team is perfect at the free throw line. This one, yep. Say how good Grandview is at the free throw line. Ella Larson out there is 10th in the nation and made free throws. She's 72 of 85 so far this year, about 85%. Second free throw is good. However, even better than that, Josie Weiser. She is currently hitting 86.1% of her free throws. Now, if she keeps that up, that would be the best single season free throw percentage in Lady Raven history, and it would eclipse who's the last person, who's the previous, or who right now holds the best free throw shooting?
Jordan Kramer?
No, no.
Dang it.
Close, though, probably. How about Tori Foyt? You don't remember Tori. Before your time. Here's a little turnaround shot to the lane by Grandview, and it is up no good. Goes back the other way. Raven's shot missing. Grandview comes up with it. Outlets down the court, and they're going to throw it away. They're not even really trying too hard to chase it down right now. 7:50 to go in the game. Tori Foyt was 99 of 115 in the 01-02 season. So 99 of 115. Weiser is 31 of 36. Okay? Tori got a lot of free throws. 7:40 to go in the game. Reigns goes left side. Little jumper. Nicely done. Twyla for 2. Back to the 20-point game. 67-47. Inside 7.5 left. Following error occurred in stat broadcast. Here's a driving layup. Gashelda for 2 on the left side. Now she takes over the scoring lead at 17 points today. Oh, mercy. We're just going to get rid of some of this stuff. Here comes Grandview after the BC turnover. Gashelda comes down. They'll push it off over to the left wing. Inside 7 minutes to play. Guy's game coming up here shortly on care. 14-foot jump shot. Rims out. No good. Rebound tipped out on the floor. And Kennedy Nicholson will sweep it down. Kennedy out of Eisenhower High School, Goddard, Kansas. Left side, BC. Twilight backs in, head fake, shoot and score. That's how it's done, Twilight. She picked up a little scoring, hasn't she? Making it now 67-49. Yeah. Twilight at 9 points now. So she's tied for the team scoring lead. 6:15 to go. Granby with it over to the left side. 6:10 left. We're rolling along here this afternoon. Out on top, 3-point shot, perfect. Lauren Connery. We got a timeout. Yep. We're going to take a break, Joseph. 5:59 to go this afternoon in the ladies' game. It is Grandview 72, Benedictine 49.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Change a couple of settings here. That is on. We're going to shut that off. We're going to bring that back up. See if we have any better luck here. Benedictine coming up court with the basketball, and we're at 5:50 to go. Out on top, Josie Weiser back in the game. She'll launch a three and knock it down. There you go. Josie Weiser from outside. 72-52. Grandview up 20 at 5.5 left. Middle 15-foot jump shot. Left side is good. And Ella Larson now at 17. So, again, you've got Larson and Gashelda 17 apiece. Got a real battle going here. Here's Twyla from underneath. This time off the right block. It's up and good. See, Twyla's good at getting those short shots, the bunny shots. Call them a trash shot, if you will. But those are the points that really, really count and really, really add up and up. What a great block by Benedictine down the court, and it's going to be stolen away. Reigns up court, threads a needle shot. It's going to be up, and not finishing it is Kramer. BC will turn it back over. Inside 5 to go. 4:50 left in the game. 74-54 Grandview. They have the ball right in front of their own bench, dribbling it out toward the top, thinking about the three. But then Larson pulls it back down, goes over to Lehrer. She'll go all the way to the left side. Underhand layup is up and no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down and come up the court with it. 4.5 to play. Josie goes right side to Kramer. Allie cuts into the lane. Chops, twists, turns, puts up for 14, hits the front of the limit, kicks straight back out into Grandview's hands. Here's Gashelda on the left side. Look away, bounce pass, and the bucket is up and good, Gosling. So you got Gashelda 17, Larson 17, Gosling 15 points for Grandview, and they go up again by 22. It's 76-54. 4 minutes to go. Kramer pushes it out on top. BC, little skip pass over to the right side. Ball is just going to be taken away. Oh, my goodness, from Garrison. She's looking around, wanting to know what happened. Well, I can tell you what happened. It was raced to the other end of the court, and an easy layup for Gosling. She's at 17, and we have another Benedictine timeout. Ravens are going to circle the wagons here a little bit with 3:49 to go in the game. It is Vikings 78, Benedictine 54.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Bait, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
.349 to go in the ladies' game. 78-54 Grandview. This game was so interesting and so close early on. I mean, at the end of the first quarter, it was 20-20. And then the second quarter happened. Hadn't been close since then. Grandview is at 47% shooting the basketball, 46% from outside, a 12 of 26 three-point shooting. They continue to be perfect at the free throw line today, 100% at 6 of 6. Benedictine has had 15 turnovers to Grandview's 4. And Benedictine is going to have Kathleen Stanley in the game now. Kathleen's out there with Jennifer Jacobs and Josie Weiser, Kennedy Nicholson, and Riley Wade. So for Coach Folsom, here we are in January, but it's still a matter of trying to evaluate and trying to put together a combination that maybe is going to work for you, because the Lady Ravens are looking directly down the barrel of their ninth loss of the season and about to go to 3-6 in the conference. 3.5 to play. The feed to the left side of the free throw line. Power move inside. A new post is in there. Did she travel with it or did she get fouled? I thought she traveled. The officials will confer. And, yeah, I thought she was kind of scooting along inside there, but I was not certain. The new Grandview center is Amanda Chizik, C-H-I-Z-E-K. Amanda Chizik is a 6'1" junior from Britt, Iowa. So three players on this team from Britt, Iowa. Here's Kennedy Nicholson, drives and misses, and a rebound, Grandview. Here they come, up court with the basketball. Vikings into the forecourt, 3 minutes to play. They lead by 24. Ravens are going to bring a couple of more youngsters. We got Raina Jasper. I see her down at the scorer's table. Here's a really long three, short. Offensive rebound, and Grandview will maintain possession. They reset the shot clock to 20. Here's a turnaround shot. No. Rebounding it down, Josie. Weiser coming up the floor, scans left, scans right, lays it back out behind her. Here's Kennedy for three. She can hit that. It won't go. And this rebound tipped into the field of play, picked up by Grandview. They'll come up the floor, dump it over to the right side. Gosling will take it. Long cross-court pass, and a really long three is short. Rebound slapped out. Nicholson retrieves it. BC coming back the other way. 2:10 to go. You know those players at the scorer's table are saying somebody needs to commit a foul or something. Here's a three for Kathleen Stanley. Now the Ravens are going to take a timeout just for the substitutions as Raina Jasper and Michaela Bauman are back into the game. So you've got Jasper and Bauman out there with Stanley and Jacobs and Wade. Bet you never saw that five on the floor before. 2 minutes to play. Here's Grandview up court, dumps it over to the right side, now to the block, the give and go, the three-point shot, up and good. Long three from the left side. I think that is Lear. Yep, Lear gets her first points today. 81-57. BC will go right side with it. Kathleen Stanley, the sophomore from Leawood. In the lane, J.J. turns and travels, and even though the ball went in, the points don't count. A minute and a half left. Really great crowd on hand here today because there are a lot of variables working against attendance today. Things like students are just now beginning to come back. The classes will resume this week, so no student body on hand. You've got professional football on television. You got a lot of things pulling people away, and yet a nice crowd here this afternoon. Grandview will make a couple of substitutions with 75 seconds to go. You're going to get a Who are we going to get in here? We're going to get Jenna Ladage, a 5'9 from Solon, Iowa. And the young lady putting the ball in play is, what's that number on here? I can't read those numbers sometimes real well. Here's a feed underneath. The shot is up. Won't go. Rebound, Benedictson. Ah, in the game, that's going to be Kayla Elmore. She's out of Bellevue, Nebraska, 5'7" is junior. BC underneath. JJ up and good. Jacobs getting a couple of more. We're in the last minute of the game. Grandview set to make one more substitution if they can get it worked in before the contest ends. And that will have been the last player on the bench for Coach Storr. Three-pointer. Got it. From off on the left side, the three-point bucket is in. What number was that? 13. Lucky 13 for Elmore. I guess. Is that 13 hit that? No, 23. That's Jenna Ladon. Three for the Ravens. No. Rebound, Grandview. Up it comes, and Ladon is going to hold it up. The shot clock is off. Are they just going to burn the clock down? No. Coach is going to stop the game to make a substitution. Izzy, she's going to bring a player in, and Isabel Pershing. And the game clock and the shot clock, I mean, the shot clock's already off, so they're going to do nothing but hold the ball out there. Isabel's got to be saying, Coach, why are you putting me out here for? I don't want to have to launder this uniform. They're going to take a shot and miss it, and Benedictine's going to have to hurry. They need to get a shot off. They need to show me the determination here with 5 seconds score. You can't just walk up here and burn it down. Coach is like, are you going to shoot or what? Here's a three at the buzzer. It's off the mark. That was a real lack of enthusiasm as the game comes to an end. Final score, Grandview 84, Benedictine 59. We'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell postgame show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Let's recap the scoring in the ball game here this afternoon. First of all, for Grandview. Grandview is led in scoring today by Isabel Gashelda. She had 19 points this afternoon. Right behind her, both Ella Larson and Anna Gosling, 17 apiece. It was 9 today for Ellie Ringsdorf, 8 this afternoon for Lauren Connery. Looking up and down the list, it's going to drop quickly to Kaylin Myers with 5, 3 apiece, then for Lear, Danner, and Ladage. So those are the scores for Grandview, for Benedictine. Leading scorer today, 13 points for Twyla. Late in the ballgame, she was getting a lot of the little layups from up off the block and underneath. Goes to the point she needs to get, and those are good for her to have. She ends up 6 of 11 shooting the ball, 13 points. Jennifer Jacobs had 10 for BC today. Kennedy Nicholson coming off the bench with 9, as Josie Weiser also had 9. It was 5 today, or 6 for Riley Wade, 5 for Allie Kramer. Aaliyah Raines ends up with 4 today. 3 for Kathleen Stanley. And that's going to wrap up Benedictine hitting 59 points this afternoon. Shooting the basketball for Benedictine, 41% on the day. 41% on the day of 24-58. Grandview was 45%, but look at this, 32 of 71 shots. Hit 47% of their threes. The Lady Ravens hitting only 27%. So it was just a big day for Grandview as they improved their record to 12-3 and go to 8-1 of the conference. Benedictine tumbles to 6-9. They are 3-6 in the heart. We're going to take a bit of a break. We're looking for a clock here. Yeah, we're on time. We're on sketch. As a matter of fact, Joseph, we might even be a little bit early. We're going to be back here before long. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up, and we'll be back with men's college basketball in about 23, 24 minutes. Final score again in the ladies' contest. It was Grandview 84, Benedictine 59. Don't go far. Guys' game coming up right now. Back we go to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.